Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
John. So I was mentioning your article about kind of Dwayne's brain and how Gruden and the organization was infatuated. Can you kind of go into it further? I know in your article you talked about him being really inquisitive at one of these quarterback schools or camps at a young age.
Yeah, and that's I've done a couple big articles on him, one before the draft and then obviously this one. And there's been a theme with him with football. It's not from the time he was young, he was always kind of a film nerd, so to speak. And like I talked to a friend of his from when, you know, who knew him growing up, he's like in fifth grade, the kid's like, he's watching a lot of film. And sometimes it's film, sometimes it's just like, you know, football stuff, but he was always watching it and trying to process it. And one of the big questions that when you talk to people who worked with him, whether it's coaches or, you know, quarterback coaches, whatever, is that he likes to ask the question, why? And Quincy Avery, who trained him since his junior year and worked with him this offseason, talked about that too. It's like, you know, he wasn't the details of his game. He wanted to know, why are you calling your cadence this way? Why did you read this play that way? So you take all that and then you get to the pre-draft stuff, and the Redskins liked. Now, you know, Jay Gruden said that, you know, all the quarterbacks were good on the board. The guys that then they met with all the top guys. But one of the things that they really liked with Dwayne was, you know, a lot of times in college you see players will look at the quarterbacks, will look over to the sidelines of the coach to, you know, who's signaling in the play. You know, you see that stop, you know, stop, look over them, they're signaling the play. And how much was that happening at Ohio State? And it definitely happened early in the year more. As the season went on, Haskins had more responsibility at the line. So he was responsible for sometimes setting the protections or making certain changes, and that's one of the things they liked as well.
It seems like Jay is slowly but surely kind of warming up to him, right? And this whole idea that it was kind of widely reported that, you know, prior to the draft, it wouldn't necessarily be the direction that Jay would have gone with the first pick. But, you know, getting Sweat and the way it worked out, warming up to it. What other sort of things about Dwayne is Jay liking?
Well, I think, first of all, the skill set. And I think even with Gruden, I mean, he's obviously in a position where you got to win now, right?
Yeah.
So you want a guy who's going to be able to help you now. And I think with Montez Sweat, you get a guy in the first round who has top 10 ability who can help you right now. So that was a big get for them. And
right.
I think it calmed some of those nerves. But with Haskins, the question was always, how long would it take him?
Right.
To get to the point where they can help him. So I think what always impressed them, too, was the skill set. And you can see it. I mean, he's a big kid. He has a good arm. You know, they always talk about arm talent. And it's not that he's got some howitzer. It's just that he throws a nice ball.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we're out there watching him, you can see he throws a nice ball. It's a very catchable ball. And when his mechanics are right, he can be very good with it. And I think he's just getting some consistency there. So I think the concern early on was how long would it take him. And listen, we still don't know. They're so early in the process. We don't know how long it really will take him to become the kind of guy that can really help them this season. And I think even for Gruden in that article, or actually in a different one, talked about like he wanted to use these next few weeks to really kind of determine where Haskins was at to see, is he going to be thrust in the middle of that competition, or is he going to kind of start to ease his way into it? So, but I think the skill set was always something that they were impressed with, and I think that's jumped out during these practices. And I think the personality, too. I mean, Haskins has a pretty good personality. Guys seem to respond to him, like him, and I think that's something that Jay has brought up as well. The hard part here is that while Case Keenum has to learn the Redskins offense, Haskins has to learn the Redskins offense plus operating in a different way than he did at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. You know, more like even like little things, the footwork on play action when you're lining up under center, something he didn't do in games at Ohio State. So, you know, the way you're going to have to process and read the defense, something that Keenan will already know. And so
I think calling the play, like, too, is huge, John. That one's been blowing my mind.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's calling the play would be a big deal. I think that's why I go back to that wrote that story, that the mental side of his game has always been good. So I think that's a good place to start with him. But, you know, one thing that Gruden told me, too, is that they could always use if it gets to the point where they're playing him and he still is unsure of some things, for the wordier plays, you can use a wristband. They can signal in some plays to help him out if that's what they have to do. So there's a way to mitigate some of that, but you still have to be proficient in it. And I think, you know, there's no way to know as of, what are we, May 22nd, to know that he's going to be ready to do all that for week one. And my point would always be, you know, get him ready to be a good quarterback. Week one is okay, that's fine. If he's not ready, why put him out there? You know, you want him to be a good quarterback more so than you want him to be ready for week one. And, you know, the other thing is, if they're going to try and win a certain way, and it looks like, you know, run game defense based on the setup of their team, then you can have a guy like Keenum who maybe can lessen some.
Yeah,
so he gives you that chance to take it easier with Haskins if you need to. Now, if he's ready, then you put him out there. But I just don't think at this point there's any way to know. I just think all we know is that it's been a good start for Haskins, and it's still May 22nd. That's what we know. But, like, when you watch him, he's, you know, he certainly looks impressive out there within the context of what we're seeing, you know, shorts, no real rush and all that. The other thing with Keenum, what we're not going to see yet, is the ability to make plays and improvise.
Right.
That's part of his game. So you're not going to see a lot of that yet, and that's where I think he kind of stands out.
Did he look markedly better, though, to you, just in terms of standing there and throwing passes than Case? Like, markedly more impressive?
Yeah, because he's more physically gifted.
Yeah.
So, and he has a good arm. So, yes, I think he's going to look better than Case Keenum in that regard.
Right.
But, you know, and again, what we don't know is, like, what are they asking them to do? Are they giving them, are they starting at the same point as far as, like, what they're being asked to run, et cetera, et cetera? And my guess is they are at this point. But, you know, Haskins is physically impressive. So you would think that, you know, he was the 15th pick for a reason. So, you know, you are seeing that as, you know, out there. It's so early and they haven't put all the offense in. And I think what you want a guy like Haskins to do is to play without thinking. And the one thing I liked that he was talking about the other day is that he, you know, because I even asked him after practice, like, he was getting the ball out pretty quick and he seemed to be decisive. And he just talked about it because he, you know, knowing where your eyes need to be on a play. And that's where I go back to the details of his mind and the way he works, is he understands why those things are important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.